Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Before I proceed, let me just give you two reasons why it's important for us to do Bible studies. All right. Now, hear this, friends. I made you understand that everything about the answer that God wants to give a man is connected to how you think. It's a very simple but very deep thing here. Whenever it concerns the Lord giving you the answer you deserve or you desire, it is connected to your thought patterns. Everything about your life is highly dependent on how you think. Your results are never different from how you think. In fact, you are a product of your thought patterns. Anytime you look at anybody succeeding in life, before you ask them what they do, ask them, how did you discover this? Many believers are not aware that in the rest of the spirit, God depends on the mind they carry to find expression. If the life that God has said must come to pass, it is because the life evolved first in the mindset. Many Christians are not aware that they first failed in their mind because before they failed in reality. So whatever we teach the Bible here, it is the responsibility of the believer to understand what it means to change what you know. Hear me? Back in school, we learned something we call the index. Has got to do with two things here. Having the ability to learn and having the ability to change. If that really makes sense. There are many believers, no matter how you preach the good news to them, they still can't change. And they will ask you, why has God decided to honor others and not honor me? You see, the problem about this Christian age has got nothing to do with God. In fact, everything a man would need was done on the cross of Calvary. Talk to me, friends. You see, that miracle you are praying to God for looks new to you. Because you have not gotten to that realm yet. Talk to me, friends. You see, if somebody is growing up, let's say our Joy, come here. How old are you now? 12 or 13? 16. Since when? November. You're 16. All right. So hear this. So just imagine Mama Hilda is advising her daughter about something. Right? And then she wants to prove she's wiser than this woman. Talk to me, friends. This is where we are today. This lady here is the child of God. The woman here is God herself. God is trying to tell you what you ought to do that will help you become better in destiny. And you want to prove in your ignorance why you are wiser than God. Talk to me, friends. Haven't you seen believers argue scriptures today? There are many preachers out there who are actually arguing scriptures. Why we shouldn't pay tithe? Why we should? A lot. And for some reason, somebody wants to impose their ignorance on the lives of men as though the doctrine God has to follow. And you realize everything, it tilts back to one thing. Something about their mind was not connected. So whenever we teach God's word, it would help you understand how God sees things. Talk to me, friends. You see? I made you understand that in God's kingdom, if God says, let there be light, he is not talking about what would appear or be visible to the man's eyes. He's talking to you concerning what you'd have to do so you become the light yourself. You didn't hear me, friends? Somebody will not go to a school to become a doctor by having a face changed. Talk to me, friends. The doctor who went to school 7 years ago remains the same person, but something about the mind changed. Talk to me, friends. I am the preacher here. She's a student here. If both of us should die in some time to come, when we put two dead bodies on the floor, you will not say, this was the pastor. Talk to me, friends. You will call it two dead bodies. What made the pastor? The man said, made the pastor. Talk to me, friends. Eh? Your future is never far from you. In fact, according to God, the past, the present, and the future is one expression. It takes the character a man possesses to the difference here between the yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So many Christians, I'm telling you, they may never come into certain height in the kingdom because the word of God has not been engrafted in their heart yet. I'm telling you, friends. You see, people feel they know. until they realize life is asking for one particular thing, they can't answer that. Your definition for life is the reason why you're still where you are. Because you were taught to believe that once you have comfortability, you're okay in destiny. And God says, no. Huh? A man can be comfortable and still be out of life. I'm telling you. Yesterday, have a seat, please. Yesterday, it's important that when you are there, you would have conversations with your parents. So they tell you what life really means. And I figured out that God is a wise man. God, you have to fear him. A lady gave a testimony in one of our conferences back in Ghana. Now, this lady, I don't know what happened, but there was a heavy downpour of rain. And for some reason, there was this electrical cable. So she didn't know that, and she held this wire. You know what happened now? She almost died. Now, at that time, my late grandfather was still alive. So my grandfather prayed, and God told him that, walk and take the thing out of the lady's hands. Now, watch this. I hope you're aware if somebody gets electricity like that, you can't touch the person. My grandfather went, took the wire, and he still came back alive with the person. Now, the person actually almost lost her hand. The mark is still there today. It happened over 40 years ago. Now, this same person that almost died had a dream that she went to my late grandfather's house, and then she couldn't find my late grandfather. And a man told her that, you are disappointed you haven't seen the man you wanted to pray for you, but I want to show you somebody that can also pray for you. So the man asked the lady to turn in her dream, and then the lady saw my father. If that makes sense. Now, at that time, my father was just a young boy living in his father's house, And the man told her that this man you came to meet, who is not available with you, built the church with sand. But the man who I just showed you to go to him will build the church with cement. Now, it came over 30 years ago. Nobody at that time saw this day coming. That a time is coming. My little grandfather will be called by God to come home. If that really makes sense. Now watch this. You realize that God already planned a man's life before a man began. You didn't hear me? If a lady is pregnant, it is not how many months that the baby will stay in the stomach that will tell if the baby will become boy or girl. Oh, the gender of the child was already decided when the seed fell inside. Talk to me, friends. So you see, God has assured us to give us a prosperous future. But for some reason, we can't work in that alignment. Why? Because one thing is not clear. The mind has not been changed yet. Don't tell me about the love that God has for you if you can't become a reflection of that life. It's a pity. Today, teach the church real doctrine. They want to fight you. I know so many believers. Watch me. They are where they are because of how they think. You see, ignorance makes you so proud that you wouldn't want to listen. Teach somebody something and they want to tell you why what they know is helping them. It's a pity. If you gauge your life by results, you are doomed. Results are very good. But what God needs that a man would have to use to gauge their growth is how much presence you have inculcated. Hear that? I told you that every human being, you must have the knowledge that guards the destiny God has given unto you. Yes. So if there's anything in your life that isn't reflecting the life of God, I can tell you, is that God wants you to build that in-depth capacity to command growth. Hey, growth is not from the outside, from the inside. You didn't hear me? There's nothing that God will ever give any man that will come from outside the man. Remember, you were made like God. Everything God made came from God. To me, friends. Your baby will not come from outside. It will come from inside. I've never seen any lady say, man of God, I'm tired of pregnancy, so let me leave them. Let me take the baby out. No, it's impossible. Everything comes from the inside. That is why you can't have friends who don't discuss things about God. It's a pity. How can you sit at a gathering eating with friends and all you talk about is nothing productive? Can I teach our friends? The Lord told us that the month of April is the month of a faithful steward. Now, before I talk to you about a faithful steward, I think it's important I first teach you about what the kingdom is. Matthew chapter 6, the verse number 9. Are you blessed already? Father, help us today. Lord, help us today. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. The verse number 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Stay here for me, friends. So a lot of believers always hear about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. And some are asking, what is the kingdom of God? Because I perfectly believe that it is easier for a man to reflect the identity of the kingdom if they first know where the kingdom is. Am I communicating, friends? If I ask you to identify your nationality, it is easier to speak in confidence because of who you are and what you know about the country. True or false? Yes. So if we tell people to rise as agents in God's house, they must first understand what it means to be in the kingdom. Many believers are asking, what is God's kingdom? Now, for a very long time, many believers have this feeling that the kingdom only means the life of God or the residence of God. If I'm to ask someone that please define the kingdom, you tell me kingdom is heaven. Understand that. But even among God himself, there's a strong difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Talk to me, friends. The kingdom of God isn't only about God's residence. The kingdom of God is anything that represents his life, number one. Number two, anything that represents his glory, number three. Anything that represents his influence, number four. Anything that represents his culture. So anytime you hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of God, he's talking about anything that represents his life. Anything that represents his culture. Anything that represents his glory. Anything that represents his influence. That is the kingdom of God. When you hear Jesus say the kingdom of God, everything has got to do with these four very things. Now watch me. I made you understand that the life of God is not connected to what a man breathes in. Does it make sense? You don't define the life of a divinity or an entity by physical breath, because spirits don't breathe their life themselves. Talk to me, friends. God does not depend on oxygen to survive. Right? So when God talks about his life, he's talking about anything about him that makes him who he is. Hello? The life of God talks about his personality. He has his own system. He has his own protocol. That is God's life. When we talk about God's influence, it means when you now extend whatever he intends for humanity. Talk to me, friends. Watch me. Every country has an embassy. Am I right? The first one to come in the embassy here, what did they do to me? Only French guys. Only and very arrogant guy. God is good. So I went there and we're speaking English. I can't speak French. I speak English. And the guy said, oh, wow, 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 wow. I got angry. God is good. And I go to the country itself too. And they told us that we have to do COVID test before we enter the country. I said, COVID died years ago. Can you imagine? And they told me that if you don't pay, they won't let us go. I said, who died here? I said, who died? We sat there until. They said, oh. I said, we'll sit here. The place was hot. It was dark. I don't know. We now go to the car to go take our bags too. We now saw small thing coming out. I said, ah. Africa. Where are we going to grow? Every country has an embassy. Am I right? Now watch this. Once you step into the embassy, you've actually entered into that country. Even though the embassy is not on their field. So if you enter into the embassy of Ghana, you've entered into Ghana. Am I right? So God says his influence is when he now extends whatever he demands that humanity will personalize. Talk to me, friends. When God says he has a kingdom where he wants people to now represent his glory, he's talking about whatever he intends for creation. So whatever God is, a man becomes. Talk to me, friends. All right. So I'll be having an Instagram live chat with my sister today. So somebody called and said, man of God, I watched your sister's reels on social media and the way she was talking, he said, I could see you in her. I said, yeah, I trained her. Nobody wants to work with a fellow in life. Of course, what do you expect? She's in my house. I'm the firstborn. The call began with me first. What do you expect? Somebody say, amen. Are you blessed, friends? When daddy came back from Ghana sometime ago, he was talking to somebody on phone. He says, ah, my guy is doing very well. He's today, he's going to America next week. Very, very deep, powerful. Well, God has blessed him. Hey, he can prophesy. I said, huh? You see, he like that. God is good. Ta-da, he's blessing. He wanted to go people who here. He needs a blessing. You see, so when God says a man has become his brain, it means whatever he is, a man becomes. God doesn't want to bring about any difference between himself and you. Talk to me, friends. Did you hear that? Uh-huh. He doesn't want to bring about any difference between him and you. So Jesus was the perfect pattern man. He says, if you are looking for the Father, you have found me, you have seen God himself. I told you some time ago that if I read the Bible and I can't understand what the Bible says, and I look at a believer who believes in spirituality, the life you live must give a meaning to that scripture. Apostle Paul said, called living epistles. When he says his kingdom is meant to represent his culture, it means the way he lives. The way people live. Now today, go to our world. They are forcing African countries to sign the gay bill. And because our leaders are so bad, now the leaders are not different from the people. They are all the same. Talk to me, friends. The people grew from. The leaders are not. Remember, they were once servants. They were once, yes, they grew with that wickedness to come and rule. I'm telling you. And they are doing everything possible to make sure that at least they change African scope of mentality. One of the guys we lost in Ghana recently, may his soul rest in peace, I was told he paid over $60,000 in Germany just to be okay because he was poisoned. So those of you go to parties and eat anyhow, learn. They enter anywhere. Poisoned. Guinea fowl. They poison guinea fowl and then bam. Young man. He's not even up to 40 years old. Young man. Just like a one-year-old child. Young man. Had a very promising future. Young man. A prophet I know in Ghana told him, God says, don't fight for any presidential candidate. And one of the candidates in our country actually said, come and be my running mate as my vice president. And he says, Kai, who doesn't want? And then, bam, started. He sat in the house, he ate, and then that was it. So you see, be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, how you do this thing. So God says, when we talk about the kingdom, talking about four things, his life, his glory, his culture, and influence. Is that clear? So when Jesus says, let your kingdom come, it means there are four things that must be done. But you see, New King James says on earth. The Bible says in earth, not on earth. There are two earth God talks about in scripture. The you, the person, and your territory. Talk to me, friend. Oh, am I teaching here? I'm taking my time because I want people to know how deep it is. So God says, you as the person, you are meant to be a reflection of God's life, God's influence, God's culture, and God's glory. If your life is not commanding any of these four things, you have failed as a person. So God's definition for the kingdom isn't when a man attains physical assets. Talk to me, friend. So just imagine you define yourself. I told the members on Zoom yesterday that even if you claim that you live a comfortable life because of the spouse you have, and the Lord didn't give that spouse to you, that thing before the Lord is trash. You didn't hear me? Marriage has never been about who you choose, but who destiny chooses. So if you go in for who you like, Even though there's physical intimacy, in the record of heaven, there's no legacy. You didn't hear me? God never said it is the altar that validates who you marry. It's who he validates as for you. You didn't hear me? So many people are single. So if whatever you have in life isn't giving a reflection of his life, his glory, his influence and culture, he doesn't know you. Think about it. But our Christians today don't see all that. So we only rejoice in the Savior who died and gave us life to come into God and forgotten that whatever he did as a Savior was a representation of the kingdom himself. Now watch me. There are two forms of gospel. There's a gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, hello? There is the gospel of what? Salvation. And the gospel of what? Of the kingdom. Salvation can be given to anybody. Come to Jesus, he will save you. He will protect you. That's the gospel of salvation. But the gospel of the kingdom is when we teach people to take responsibility. I'm taking my time to teach because I need you to get a message clear here. Am I communicating, friends? Yes. Now, he says, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth. Now, watch this. God says it is easier for you to be a reflection of his life, glory, influence, culture, if his will is done. Oh, is that clear? Before you ask, Papa, so how then can I become a reflection of his life, influence, culture? He says, his will must be done. Because once his will is done in your life, everything you do will not be a reflection of the kingdom of God. So Christ told them that I will dare not do anything until my Father tells me to do so. The question is, what area of your life did you first seek God's consent? And what did God say? Talk to me, friends. You see, according to God's original plan, hear me, a man was never created to pray out of pain. According to God's original plan, a man was created to pray out of intimacy. Did you hear that? God didn't create prayer as a means of asking God for something. And even if you have to ask God for something, it is because you want to grow height in the spirit. Did you hear me? Adam never had a request. Not because he couldn't speak, but whatever he exempted was God's will. Oh, talk to me, friends. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He didn't say one thing. He didn't say two things. He says every other, all things will be added to you. So when you see a believer stationed at one point in your life, you see, you are giving too much credibility to the devil. The devil is not powerful. The issue is, you have decided not to allow God's will take place in your life. Talk to me, friends. A wise woman said, dream big and make sure that dream is in alignment with God's will and give him the bills you pay. You didn't hear that? She told them that dream big, but make sure that dream or the future you have in life is something God intends for you. Because you see, you can actually have a vision in destiny, and that vision might not be in alignment with God for you. Oh, is that clear, friends? You can plan of something, and that thing can never be part of God's plan for you. And he says, once you dream, because he knows that the Lord would give you what a man thinks of. He says, dream big, but make sure that dream is in alignment with God's will. Once you are done doing that, give God the bill. You'll pay. Talk to me, friends. Many believers are not aware that whatever life they were meant to live on earth was to ensure that whatever they follow is what God intends for them. So how then are we celebrating success when what we claim we are following is something God stationed for us? Oh. Eh? I told you before that somebody can press in harder in the place of prayer seeking for answers, and that answer the Lord released might be actually be the reason why God left you. God wouldn't have to let you validate his trust for you based on what he gives you. I'm taking my time because I need people to get the message clear here, friends. Watch me. For all this while, the Bible says Hannah will follow Elkanah, the husband, to go where? To Mount Shiloh. Now, the Bible says Peninnah had 10 children or 10 sons, right? So let's assume that the firstborn was 10 years old. So meaning since 2012 to 2022, they've been coming to church. Hear this. She's been praying, Lord, give me a son, give me a son, give me a son. The Bible says one day she made up her mind that she will not follow the husband again. He says, husband, you can go back to the house. I want to stay on the altar until I hear God telling me the answer. Now, the Bible says in the course of the prayer, she went drunk. Talk to me, friends. She went drunk. And Eli the priest says, which woman will be drunk at this early hours of the day? He said, no. What I'm seeking for is bigger than this age. What happened? The priest now said, the Lord says, go back, because here by this time, you have your own child. I hear this. You realize that before she left the altar, she told the Lord, if you're able to give me a son, I'll bring a son back to you again. Watch this. Israel had three systems of governance. One, a king. Two, a priest. Three, a prophet. When she descended in the spirit, she realized Israel had a king. Israel had a priest. There was no prophet. Talk to me, friends. The very moment she was able to tie in, when she tied her request to what God intended for Israel, God says, I will surely give you that child. Talk to me, friends. Now watch this. I want you to know that Samuel did not come out from the womb as a reflection of Elkanah's sacrifice. It came because a woman tarried to pray unto God. Bible says, one of the prophets who had lived, whose prophecies were true ever since they lived on earth, was the prophet Samuel. All because a woman who bettered him understood what it means to have God's will involved in life. So watch me. You can attain any height in life because of the law of nature. You didn't hear me? There are two laws in the spirit. There is the physical law and the spiritual law. Are you aware that a woman can give birth to a child and that baby cannot be the reason why God created them? Oh. Talk to me, friends. Talk to me, friends. Am I teaching here? Huh. Sometimes, how I wish God would show us mercy. So God would tell us what he really thinks of us. Because if God is to open our understanding to know how he sees us, will cry. You didn't hear me? One time, I was in my house when the Lord showed me a vision about somebody. So, I told my dad that this is where the trouble is coming from. And I mentioned the year to my dad. Daddy was very quiet. Very quiet. He went upstairs, came back and said, tell me the vision again. I said, I saw this. Very quiet. He says, do whatever it takes to preserve what you carry in your head. He says, because this thing you're telling me, he says, only we know about this. I called the particular year and this happened. And God told me that this person married this woman, and because of that, God told me that the Lord left him. So God left the man for over 40 years. Can you imagine? But he was still performing miracles. So the question is, was God really impressed with the miracles he was performing or the life of the man? Talk to me, friend. Life has bedeviled many. So for some reasons, everybody is finding ways and means on how to make it in life. And they are neglecting the kingdom at hand. It's a pity. You see, you can never fight a kingdom-oriented man. Because automatically, whatever they do, will reflect his will, his life, his glory, and his culture. My community friends, I asked the members on Sunday that who preached to Abraham that God would give him a promise when he lived in the desert. Dubai became relevant just 20 years ago. Am I right? And today, they are more like the world-leading economy here. Dubai. If that really makes sense. So, just 50 years ago, their airport was a bare ground. It was a desert. They didn't have any tarmac. People actually have to, when they step out from the plane, they walk on the sand to go to their homes. Just 50 years ago. And calculate when Abraham existed. He lived before Jesus appeared. He lived 10,000 years before Christ appeared. So I'm wondering how it looked like. Even today we have civilization. Go to some villages in Africa today. Some people are actually drinking water from the streams. A place I gave them water in Ghana, they drink water from the streams. I saw how somebody was bathing in the river and someone was drinking. They do everything in the water. So just remember, just check those years when Abraham lived. There was no preacher. There was no pastor. There was no prophet. But this man understood what it means for God to use him to personalize his will. Oh, talk to me, friends. Talk to me, friends. Can you imagine? You see, these people were so deep that without anybody teaching them the Bible, they could tell that when Christ will come in his glory one day, he will sacrifice himself. Talk to me, friends. I told you, success has got nothing to do with what you do. Amen. There should be a responsibility to whatever man receives in God's kingdom. But hear me. God's definition for success is when a man understands what it means to identify himself with God. Hear me, church. Hezekiah, prepare your house, for you're about to die. The Bible says that he went before the Lord seeking for mercy, and God gave him 15 years. The Bible says because the Lord made a covenant with the house of David and Israel, God heard his prayer. Not because Hezekiah prayed. The prayer he prayed was part of the responsibility he had to activate. But in God's kingdom, what made him have the answer prayer was the fact that David lived in his lineage. Huh? When God calls a man a success in the spirit, he has made you a household name in the spirit. I will talk with friends. You didn't clap your hands. There is something we're not seeing. Please, that idea we all came from Africa to hustle in Europe, please tell them to keep quiet. You see, they will die and leave the place behind. I'm being honest here. A man who used to come to church in Germany, the man had stroke. One fine man, he came to our church. And I said, Daddy, I see that you are cheating on your wife. And he says, it's true. I said, leave that girl in Ghana. So, man of God, I'm preparing her documents. Man of God, she has nobody. She has no father, no mother. Man of God, I said, I can't change what God has said. Man of God, I said, I see that you bought a ticket. And I see something like Eurowings. Hey, you're a prophet. You're a prophet. Hey, you can see you. I said, forget about that. The main thing is, don't go. Man of God, okay, don't worry. So he brought oil the last time. And said, please, prove an oil for me. So I'm like, I hope this oil is not for protection. Say, sir, I'll anoint myself. I can't cancel. So that's fine. Say, Papa, you can go in peace. The guy got to Africa. And then he didn't tell the wife that he was coming. He got to their house and somebody was sleeping with the lady in the house. And he also had a stroke. So I think he was shocked. Blah! So I think he recovered. He says, call my pastor for me. call my pastor for me. Call my pastor. So I was in school. So I couldn't pick up the phone call. So I'm like, I'm in school. The guy kept calling. I said, I'm in school. So I went out. I said, Papa, I'm dying. Hey, what women cannot do. Oh, leave us. We are okay. We are okay. Praise God. Now watch this. The guy said he had houses built in Ghana, everywhere. And shocking enough, we didn't know he had bills to pay. So since he had children in Germany, and the kids are above the age 18, 19, he said they are pushing their bills, the kids to pay. After whatever they know about the law, for some reasons. Now, the last time I spoke with the man's wife in Germany, the woman said, it's a regret that she ever got to marry the man. Because the man has left them bills to pay. You see, if life is really about what a man receives and gets, think twice. Because for Solomon, who was the wisest king ever, to tell us that in this kingdom of ours, one thing that really matters is you become in God's kingdom. Watch me. Whatever you receive on earth is as a result of what you know about life. But that can be your assessment. Have it clear. This is why we go to school. So we can actually understand what it means to work in life. Because the intelligence has been given to the Egyptians. Talk to me, friends. Am I teaching you? So, back to this. Your kingdom can only come if your will finds expression. Some time ago, I'm ending now. I told you that there are three forms of God's will. I told you there is the perfect will of God. There is the imperfect will of God. And there is the permissive will of God. I told you that the perfect will of God is God's original plan for a man. So Jesus Christ was God's perfect will. Or let me say, is God's, was means is over. So he's still alive. So Jesus Christ is God's perfect will. Am I right, friends? Uh-huh. Whatever God intended for his son Jesus, he lived a life. He lived an excellent life. Talk to me, friends. He lived what? An excellent life. Eh? There are many people, no matter how God speaks to them, they will never change. If you are praying to hear God and you don't have a broken heart, don't seek to hear his voice. Because everything he says may sometimes contradict what you know. You want to move, God says, stay. Oh, is that clear? It is like somebody standing on top of a tall building and you are asked to jump. The person says, I feel like jumping. You see, you know, when people get stressed and depressed, you see how they jump. We had a girl in this church who used to, when a demon comes, she will lead her to the train station. I am again. When a demon comes, she says, I want to go and and we'll be chasing her. Hey, we've suffered you. Ah, yes. No one that God is blessing us. At least we paid. God is good. Just, please, I want to go and die. The last time she was eating panos and a demon came, bram. She wanted to jump. I said, hey. Thank God Richmond was dead. That's it. Me. See, man. Praise God. It's serious. You see, some people are waiting to see the other side of life before they learn their lessons. I keep hearing people say experience is the best teacher. Never believe in that adage. Because experience can be the worst teacher. There are certain lessons, if you learn them, they add nothing to you. The only lesson Samson learned was that I can't trust women again. But what happened? He lost his power. His regret didn't give him any honor. The Bible says the people he killed on that day were more than the people he killed in his lifetime. Now watch this. I want you to know enemies don't die. The devil has never died. Did you hear that? He's been dead the day God came on earth. He has never died. So you see, he has different strategies on how to fight that man's destiny, I'm telling you. There's a reason why God placed his power in something he knows he can grow again. Talk to me, friends. So, when you are privileged to hear God about something, be convinced in your heart. You see, there are too many voices. Make sure you are clean and have to hear God's voice. You didn't hear me. Can I say this, friends? Can I say this? God has raised prophets as pointers in the spirit. They show you what way to follow. Am I right? But I want you to know this. If God does not show a man mercy, and God does not help you identify who is meant for you as your prophet, and you only believe that once everybody can speak the mind of God, and you want to put certain things before them, they may answer based on what they feel, not because of what they see. You didn't hear me. A friend of mine came to preach for us here in Belgium. That was last year. Remember him? Apostle said. So he shared a flyer on his WhatsApp status with a man of God I knew. And I called him. I said, Apostle, I don't do this, but you are a brother. I want to advise you. I said, I saw how you ministered in the church here. You know, he came from, do you know Rejoiner? He came from Rejoiner. So you see the whites, this is presence, you know. He came from that root. So he can, you guys are here now. He will pray and then things will just happen like that. He has that presence, very strong. Yes. I was in his house. Very nice. He lives close to Donald Trump. Very, very blessed guy. I saw, God has given him a strong healing grace. He will lift up you, which is very powerful. I'm like, Apostle, this person has come to a program. God told me that after he's done preaching for you, you will lose your church. And this person I'm talking about, when he preaches about the Holy Ghost, people will be shedding tears. Her life is dangerous. And the man said to Trish, he said, Prophet, tell me more. So I was telling the guy that this from scriptures. Because you see, if you are telling somebody something and you are stating fact without going to give you evidence, you'll be wrong. Talk to me, friends. Because you may only want to say what you know, and I can be very wrong too. Talk to me, friends. Now, I began to tell the man, and this prof, thank you so much. He told me he had a dream a night before. In the dream, he saw this same pastor collecting the stuff from him. And I said, so what led you to still put him on your program? He said, Apostle, the Bible says we should dwell at peace with all men. I said, wow, Father Jesus, Father Jesus, Father Jesus. Now watch this. My question was, so these people that the other man of God has been going around the world, lay hands on them, what's happening to them? No wonder God said he wants to give us the Holy Spirit. Hello? So he teaches us the way of the Father. No, you see, if you are not careful and you only seek validation not from God, but from men, because you honor them, Lord should help us. Lord should help us. So what looks good in our eyes doesn't become evil one day. There is no way you can ever function in life if the perfect will of God is not going to, anyway, it's impossible. Number two, God's imperfect will. God's imperfect will is something God has not said at all. Don't get me wrong. My mom knows me so well. You can't easily come up to me and tell me things for me to believe. I don't know. That's me. You can't come and just tell me, I had a dream. I saw this. I saw that. No. I look at you quietly. Apostle Paul says prophecy can be judged. Am I right? Talk to me, friends. One time, somebody told my mom something after our 10th anniversary. A dream she had. I knew it was clear witchcraft. Clear. You know, witches can dream too. They can come and tell you what they, for them, they come and tell the meeting they had. I'm saying very deep things tonight, friends. You must be very careful not to allow another man lead you with their emotions. Because you may do something God has not instructed you to follow. Talk to me, friends. Something God has not said at all. It will shock you that we have people who are telling you God said so. No. Some people too, they will not seek for anything from God. Nothing. As they feel led in their heart, they want to follow. Can I see this, friends? Now, this is not to sound sarcastic here, but write this word for me. If you never get to find this word anywhere in your life, and you meet us in heaven one day, remember this word. Mark this day down. God created everybody. But not everybody is important to God. You didn't hear me? Don't get me wrong. He loves everybody. But not everybody shares the same priority list with God. I'm telling you. There are certain people that have made God last in their life. And God can't make you first because you made him. No. Not everybody is that important to God. He will save because he's merciful. But on the pathway of covenant, is very, very, very decisive on who he wants to come out. I'm telling you, friends. It is shocking. One time, Daddy came to me and said, "Oh, Prof, I've seen a man who professes like you." Mama was there. We're in our old house. And then if you look at the man's articulation, the man could talk. So for some reason, God told me that he'll be exposed in 2 years. I told Daddy. I said, "This exposure will not be scandals. No, forget about women thing. They can't do anything about that. But he will publicly disgrace himself. Because I told him that no genuine prophet does these things." Hey, my friends. We're there. It happened. Then he says, "Hey, you said it too? you said it too? You said it too?" I said, "You see, when you meet a man that is in for himself, you will know." Talk to me, friends. When you meet a man that is suited for the gospel, you will know. Not by the way they dress. You didn't hear me? You see, we are Elijahs in our generation, so we can tell when the fire is pure. Hello? You see, never try to do anything God has not said. It's a risk. What did I say? It's a big risk. Everything I told my father is manifesting. My mom is here. You know, Daddy is my prophet, and I'm his prophet. So we prophesy to ourselves. God is with everything. Everything. I remember years ago, I was in Germany. God told me. He says, "Young man, for 3 days, don't eat anything. Intercede for your father. May God grant you intercessors, okay?" Ha! So, at the end of my fasting, the Lord told me that I should create a flyer and put on our forum that Daddy has been promoted and may made the bishop to take over my late grandfather. Ha! That flyer brought issues. I'm telling you. God is good. You see, if you study Daddy's life, Daddy's a very loving man. Daddy wants to be at peace with all men. That's Daddy for you. Daddy does not care if you've insulted him before. He will just love you. He will just laugh. But we, I don't know where we came from. We are Elijahs. We are John the Baptist. We carry the rod. Now, things began to come out until we realized that at a point, when did his own stepbrothers hired killers to go and kill him?
Oh, yes.
Physical killers to go and kill him. And some of them are preachers. They preach the gospel. Some of them are standing behind the pulpit. Recently, I saw that one in Amsterdam opened a branch for one of the Jesus boys here. Just to preach. It's serious, but people don't see. You see, if you try to do anything God has not said, you pay the consequence. That's God. God told me yesterday, he says, young man, when I try to teach you the things I want to follow and you don't follow, he said, I will let your own will teach you a lesson. Are you blessed today? Number three, God's permissive will. Now, not everybody will be given the chance to experience God's permissive will. Oh, talk to me, friends. Oh, hello? Because before the Lord gives you a chance to work in his permissive will, he wants to know the covenant he shares with you. Everybody is covenanted in God. Not everyone is covenanted in destiny. When you meet people that are covenanted, you see, there's no way you can come into the crucible and call God Abba Father. There should be the speaking blood that gives a man utterance, true or false. But hear me, friends. Many believers are not aware that when it concerns their life, they ought to live, that lives beyond their age. It's got to do with what God shares with you. Now hear me. When God enters covenant with a man, you can place a petition at his feet and he will tell you, go for this or don't go for this. But if you go for that, he will tell you that you're going to pay the consequence of yourself. Watch me. I want you to know that Abraham chose God's permissive will.
How?
God told him, your son will come from Sarah and not from Hagar. What happened? The Bible says the same woman, the same lady said, I think God wants us to have woman, a child from Hagar. So go into my slave room and then have a child with her. God is good. After the baby came, the lady said, sack the woman. And the man says, what do you mean? You were the same person that told me that I should give you a child from NH. And God now said, oh yeah, listen to your wife. When wife talks, hear God first. Because it can be emotion or God. God is good. So you realize the emotion was, enter into my slave's room and give me a child. And God now said, sack her from the place. Now watch this. The Bible says, out of anger, Hagar left the place. She got to a place, there was no water. And the baby cried. An angel of the Lord appeared and then showed them where water can be found. Now hear this. When God enters into covenant with you, he does not forget his promise. Hear this. He does not forget his promise, but he reduces a man's capacity. So many people will see you and say, there is something you carry that shall announce it to the world, but something has stained you. Because his presence must be seen around you, on you, and in you, so that you can walk in that expansive grace the kingdom requires. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? On Friday, I will now teach you what I call a steward. Who does God call a steward? Because if you don't get this understanding, you can't understand what it means to be a steward. Be outstanding, friends. Are you blessed, friends? Yes. Lift up your hands. Your hands on your chest. You are telling the Lord, our Father, as I pray, I ask for one thing. Show me your will. Show me your will. Help me identify your will for my life. Help me identify your will, your will, your will, your will, your will. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Help me identify your will. 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 I don't want to do anything you have not instructed. Let me identify. Rente vene bahaku sapayanai. Rente vahaka palito asikente. Rusha baharun tapaya. Help me identify the will you have for me. Lift your voice and pray. Zefeleke breka baya benede. Rente vene beye. Mashanda baya da bahaska payanai. Suke de begede. Ile breska vene soveno temeno ke veno zevele diyenehe. La baratana makapaya da bahashata ya da bahaya. My God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. I seek for mercy for you.
Amen.
That if at any point in your life you disobey God's voice,
yes, Lord.
May He show you mercy.
Amen.
I pray for restoration.
Yes, Lord.
That you shall be revived.
Amen.
You shall be restored.
Amen.
You shall be blessed.
Amen.
It is well with your soul.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let us say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920 9054 or email us at office@benjaminfodjer.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjer. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjer. And on website is www.benjaminfodjer.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. The vision, the mission, the passion.